How many homeless people do you encounter on an average day? Did you know that about 5% of the population is living on the streets in Chicago? Homelessness is an unfortunate reality in many cities, but try comparing that number to Reykjavik, Iceland. About 0.1% of their population is homeless. But even though the stats are much smaller than ours, they're still treating the issue as successfully as possible. Erla Bjorg Sigurgottir, the head of the Department of Research and Quality for Reykjavik Social Services, studies many programs set up to help the homeless. Some of these include several units for individuals or families to stay in for their entire lives. Arnar Gilfason, a city guard in Reykjavik, meets many homeless people in his daily work activity. A key part of both Gilfason and Sigurgottir's jobs is to form relationships with these people in order to understand their individual needs and find more effective solutions for everyone facing homelessness. In a city with only around 179 homeless citizens, personalized help becomes possible. Gilfason discusses their assistance.
Outside intervention, in my experience, is very, very welcome. We get very, very positive response. Of course, we have to gain trust, and you always have to gain trust. And I mean, the key to doing that is confidentiality and respect. It's been very successful. It's a very gratifying job to have in that sense.
His team works on scene with homeless citizens, providing harm reduction services. They exchange needles, bring them to shelters, and occasionally collaborate with various charity organizations throughout the city. The Icelanders involved in these programs are firm believers in treating every citizen as an individual. They avoid generalizing the problem, as there isn't just one cause for homelessness. Instead, they address homelessness as something that can have various circumstances. Sigurgottir says,
the social services is trying to make the situations better for these people. Individual plan for everyone. That's our policy.
Both Gilfason and Sigurgottir's teams have a sympathetic perspective. They seek to rehabilitate the homeless who may struggle with mental illness or drug or alcohol abuse. Gilfason believes the government should play a role in finding solutions.
So are the social offices in Reykjavik and the social workers that are working there. But I definitely believe it's the city's responsibility to deal with this problem. Because again, it's been proven again and again, it's much more cost-effective to deal with this problem directly and like supplying homes to people. And then, because I mean, it's going to be a huge strain on the health system and healthcare system instead. So, I mean, it's about attitude change, I think, and starting to recognize that substance abuse is a health problem. It's not a criminal thing.
Sigurgottir agrees.
In Iceland, we think that people with substance abuse problem and mental illness, they should have services that can help. We want to help everyone that are homeless.
Aside from troubled backgrounds and feeling marginalized, these people are living on the streets. Inevitably, they've become set apart from most of society.
Again, what you call homeless is not necessarily our only group. We call it utangars, which basically roughly translated would be called outsider, in the sense that being outside of society.
In an effort to bring the outsiders back in the Reykjavik community, Gilfason and his colleagues were a part of a collaborative project known as the Homeless Art Show, which debuted at Reykjavik City Hall last May. It featured work by homeless citizens and gave them a creative outlet to express themselves. Gilfason and his colleagues hope to make the event an annual one. The production humanizes and raises consciousness for the homeless so that they will no longer feel invisible in a country where everyone's voice matters. For WCRX, I'm Elena De La Cruz.